Welcome to Absolutely Germany. This is already the third, or as we have come to call it, the July show of Absolutely Germany. My name is Carsten, and I host the show together with Aytu, an exchange student from Turkey.
Welcome to the third show of Absolutely Germany, and thanks for tuning in again. We hope you remember our last show, which was about the FIFA World Cup 2006 in Germany. And since the tournament comes closer and closer to the finals, this show is going to be a bit shorter, but nonetheless interesting and entertaining.
Let's first say thank you very much to Anne from Denmark, Robert from Texas, and Benjamin from Germany. They all have commented on our first show, and we are really flattered and thrilled by your positive feedback. Please keep it coming. And we'd like to welcome Paul, Robert, and Weidmer from the USA, Laurent from France, and Aytu from Turkey. Well, I hope I pronounced the names right. They have all put their pin on our Flapper map, and it would be great if you would do the same. You can do all of that on our blog at www.absolutely-germany.com.
In today's show, you will hear about working, studying, and living in Germany from an American and a Swedish point of view. And right after that, we continue to fight our battle against bad music with another cool song. Well, this time the band is not from Germany, but from Belgium. But that's just around the corner and the song is really cool, so we hope you don't mind.
The other day we had exchange students from North Carolina visiting us here at the Rhein-Ahr campus in Remagen, and we took the chance and asked Stephanie, Jessica and Sabrina about their first impressions, what they liked about Germany and whether they could imagine to study here in Germany. Well, let's listen to what they had to say.
Please tell me, what was your first impression when you came to the Rhein-Ahr campus today?
My first impression of the campus was that it was very high-tech and sleek, modern-looking, a lot of really nice students. I really liked it.
Yeah, the campus here looks a lot different than our campus at school.
I have to completely agree. I don't think there's anything else to say on that matter. It's quite nice. The students are nice, and it's very accommodating.
Yeah, it is very small compared to our campus. Our campus is very spread out, and this is all just like one building.
Yeah, it's very personal here. Okay, my second question is, what did you know about Germany before you came here? And are there things that surprised you?
I've known that Germans like to drink beer. I found that to be true.
And they're allowed to drink beer.
Yeah, right. And I think other things that are interesting are the classrooms are small, and I think that provides a better education for the student. I think with a smaller class, you're able to get more out of the lesson, you're able to interact more with your teacher and your professor, and it gets to be on a more personal level.
I learned of Germany in the German classes that I've taken, and I only learned of the cultural aspect, which when I came here was just as I thought it would be. Very nice. The people are awesome. The food is great.
The food is really good.
Everything is pretty small, but sometimes you can't even notice it. There's history, a lot of history here, and that's awesome. And anything new that I didn't know of? They're also very environmentally conscious. There's a lot of recycling and bike riding opposed to.
Yeah, it's pretty much, I mean, I learned a lot about the culture, and so it's really fun when, you know, you learn about how a family eats breakfast, and you get their breakfast, and it's exactly what you learned in German class, you know.
Okay, I've got a third question, and here it is. Could you imagine to study here in Germany?
I think to study in Germany would be so awesome because not only are you getting a really good education, you're also delving into another culture, which in my opinion is always something that every citizen should try to do of any country. I think that traveling to other countries and learning how to relate to other people is very important today, especially with globalization on the track that it is. So I would definitely love to study abroad, and especially in Germany.
I would definitely study in Germany, given the chance. It's so different from America. The change of pace, change of pretty much everything, seems as if it would be very conducive to the learning environment, and it would, you know, being with such brilliant individuals would just be awesome. Can't put it any other way.
All right. My fourth question is, and my last question, what do you like most about Germany so far?
I would have to say the people and the scenery, and I'll elaborate on that. The people in Germany seem to me, they've been really friendly, and I like how Europeans take time to just visit and talk with one another and get to know each other. And I just walking around and sightseeing, of course, I'm like holding a flag that I'm a tourist, but you know, I'm sitting on cannons and taking pictures and things. But just to be up there, and I'm at the tourist attractions, but I see other Germans standing around at these places just having a beer and talking with one another and, you know, hanging out. And I just think that's really awesome that they feel like they have time to do that. And also, the scenery and the history is beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen is the countryside and the mountains and the historical landmarks and just the buildings. And everywhere you go, there's something to learn. There's history everywhere you look, so I love that.
I don't want to sound like an alcoholic or anything, but I like the fact that you can drink a beer when you're like 16 years old. And it's not that, you know, so much part of the culture over here. Like, it's not a big thing to have a beer with the family. It's like in America, if you're 16 and you're drinking a beer, you are, you know, causing trouble.
So the question is, what's the thing I like the most about Germany? I can't answer that question because I like so much. It's hard to say one thing that I like the most. It's more what I like the least, which is also a hard question to answer. Everything's awesome. I love Germany. It's very different from America, but a different and a good way. It's just awesome.
It's a completely different lifestyle. Best way to put it, I guess, just different lifestyle. But it's a good lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not like it's any better or worse than American lifestyles, but it's so different and it's fun experiencing these other lifestyles.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Making different experiences, seeing what kind of lifestyles there are, and then choose the one you like. Or mix your own out of many different ways. It's all up to you. Before we come to our next interview with Murray from Sweden, we'd like to point you to our blog. Please go to www.absolutely-germany.com. And tell us what you think about the show. You can do that either by leaving a comment or writing us an email. You can also send us an audio comment, which we'll love to play in the next show. Well, just go to www.absolutely-germany.com and you will find all the information you need to get in touch with us.
And now, let's go north. Marie from Sweden has done an internship here in Germany and has also studied for one semester at the YNR campus in Remagen. So she might be able to help you with the decision whether you should come over to Germany for an internship or a semester abroad. And she's also been lucky enough to get a ticket for one of the matches of the FIFA World Cup 2006. So let's listen in.
Well, my name is Marie Nilsson and I'm from Sweden, and at the moment I'm in Germany for the World Cup, Soccer World Cup.
Don't tell me you've got tickets.
I've got Saturday at the game Sweden versus Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah,
now,
that's great.
But I know that you have been to Germany before. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your stays in Germany.
Yes, I was here the first time for an internship here at Rhein-Ahr campus. And then I came back 1.5 years later for a study semester.
All right. Let's first talk about your work. What kind of work did you do here? I understand you came as a student and you did an internship which counts towards your exam in Sweden?
Yes, that's a part of my diploma. That's like a course for my study in Sweden. And I was here for 2 months in the summer. And I did some office work. We worked on a European project, and in the end we went to Ekil together, and I was working with the website for this project as well.
All right. Okay. Now, after you came here as an intern, you also came later as a student. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yes. First, I have to say I liked it here in Germany so much. Then I thought I wanted to come back, and then I thought I wanted to try something else. So, and I stayed. I still had some years to go in the university, so I did a study semester here as well.
Right. Was studying here at a German university different from studying back home?
Well, the study system is quite different, so I have to say yes. And so basically it's the same studying, but for example here in Germany we had all the exams in the end of the semester. And in Sweden we have them every fifth week or so. So that was a big challenge for me in the end to study for all the exams at the same time.
All right. Now, if you could tell people, the students from abroad, to come to Germany, which one would you say they should choose, studying here in Germany or doing an internship?
Well, I like both, but I would say studying, because then you meet, I think you meet a lot more people and you can integrate with the culture a little bit more. Okay, it's also nice to try to work in another culture, but I think you learn more from the whole culture if you're studying. Because you're studying, you meet people, you go with them on vacation or visit them at home or things like that.
Right. Were there any advantages of the internship as well?
Yes, it was as well, because I got to know the German style of working, and yeah, you have to adapt to every situation you go to, but it's also good.
Now, I wish we were doing a video podcast, because I've just noticed your fingernails. So I think we should probably put up a photo of that on our on our blog. Now, tell us a little bit about your fingernails.
Well, my fingernails are here to support the Swedish soccer team. They are blue and yellow and with some Swedish flags on.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marie, for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Okay, we are not doing a video podcast, but we took a picture of Marie's fingernails. You can find it on our blog at www.absolutely-germany.com, and it is really worth a look.
Well, we have come to the end of our third show. The next one is going to be online in August, and we hope you will tune in again. Until then, enjoy the summer and let us know when you come to Germany. You are always welcome. And now let's get funky with the mob stories and lost opportunities.
Body on the way, skip. Get your body groove.